Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have some more healings from the Lightship. So if you want to call in today, by all means, do so. Just ended our wonderful 8-hour call yesterday. Did a lot of healing. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. So let's go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do the mind to heart drop now. So this we do on a lot of the shows. This you should be doing yourself, so this should be pretty routine for you, unless it's your first time listening here. So what you want to do is just think of an elevator. The 10 floors of thoughts inside of your head. First floor is your heart center. You want to drop that body down. So here we go. Dropping down, and I'll count from 10 backwards, so you can do yourself. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should feel pretty heart-centered right now. So let's put some music on for you so you can enjoy this experience here. And we should be in the present moment. And if you're not, we'll do it one more time. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Thank you.
see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace. So, Pauline, are you there tonight, our sponsor?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
I loved yesterday, especially that one part when you had taken away 40, I think you called them voices. Or they weren't really a personality, you said, but something like that. And that was, could you explain a little bit about that so that the people understand what you would, what you had done?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily voices that we had. Well, it was a voice inside of your head. So it wasn't necessarily a personality. It was a dark side that would talk to us. And they'd bring in their body energetics to us as a light form and communicate to us inside of our head. So it'd be like an entity, but it was a dark side energy from the darkness coming into us. So we got about 40 of those rooted out of us.
I felt like I had, my head was empty after that.
Yeah, it felt very, very good.
And what came to my mind is those people that have multiple personalities, they probably could use that clearing and it would really empty their heads out and they wouldn't hear any voices that they keep saying. They hear all these, you know, voices telling them to do horrible things to people. I'm wondering if that's one of those, that's where it's coming from.
Oh, yeah, like I'm sure
mentally
so,
ill
yeah.
people, schizophrenics and stuff like that, when they hear, maybe it could be entities too, but this is maybe one of them as well.
Oh, yes, I would agree with that, uh-huh.
Can you give a sample for people that didn't go on the call yesterday? Could you do that, or that's too much to do?
That's only done on the,
okay.
on the call, because you're...
Well, everybody, then try to get on sometime. I'm sure they'll be doing more of this, right?
Can't say they're in the moment, so
okay.
I can't guarantee
well, I guess it depends
doing,
on the group.
Anything identical to what we've done previously, but whenever people do come on, the Lightship will work with them for what they need at that particular time. And that's what I'm seeing when we do the clearing. So this is what they choose to do at that given moment in time that we're working with the Lightship.
Yeah. And I also found very unusual the fiber optics. I don't remember ever hearing that one as well that came out of our spines.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff. Yep, it's very interesting. And you don't know about it until all of a sudden you feel it gone. And then you feel wonderful.
And I think you mentioned that it has something, somebody pointed out it has something to do with connected to parallel lives, that was a way they got in through the fiber optics, or was it the jaw? I don't remember. Something to do with a cylinder in our jaws and it connected to our parallel lives?
Yes, that goes into parallel lives. Also, the energy in our teeth.
Wow.
And our roots of our teeth.
Speaking about that, because I was when I was doing the alien page, and it says, where do you get attack from? I decided, because instead of saying it says other specify, so I said, let me try parallel lives. Maybe that would work. And I felt something happen
when
I did that.
What were you on when you did that?
Excuse me? On the alien attack page where they have the alien attacks, when they ask you, like, if it's a ship or alien planet, and then there's one that says others specify. So I said, you know what? I wonder if I could put parallel lives in there because I can't see why that's I might be getting attacked from an alien through parallel life, I would assume. Or I could have that be having that experience. So I figured, let me try it. And that was a really powerful clearing for me. So I don't know. I thought that was a strange thing. I guess my spirit told me to do it. You know, I don't know where that came from for me to decide to put something like that in there when I never heard anybody mention it before.
Everything is strange down here.
Could you actually, because I think a while back we tried to do some past life parallel lives.
Yeah,
as a sample of that. And you know when I would like it from? The time when the last time the Ascension was here, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was supposed to be was here during that time. I'd like to see if we can get some of those parallel lives off of us.
Sure. Okay. So give me a particular year date.
The time that Jesus, that you put Jesus back into the timeline.
Okay.
That's when we were probably take, so most of us who didn't get to ascend. Got pulled out
That's
to someplace.
Okay, so we'll go into the timeline when he was 25. Okay? So if anybody's new listening, you might understand that our current linear timeline that we have as far as time, this goes from 0 B.C., before Christ, and then after the zero, it goes for after death. So, you know, 1 A.D. is just after the zero, okay? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you have 1 B.C., zero, and 1 A.D. Well, where did Jesus live? He had to live in the zero point because they didn't include him. So this will be obvious to the people listening as you kind of scratch your head and go, gee, they didn't account for when Jesus lived here. They didn't put him in the timeline. Why don't they say that, let's say that he lived to be, a lot of people say 36, 38. It was actually much longer, but we'll just say it was 38, okay? So why didn't they make after death at the year 38? Okay, well, they started at zero. So they actually excluded him, the dark side did, by making it A.D. So you have 1 after death, you see, and 2 and so forth, but they don't include his lifespan. So we're going to take the time when Jesus walked the earth, when his physical age of his body, in this current reality that we live in now, okay, is 25. So here we go. We're going to take you out of cloned earth planets with cloned physical earth bodies, okay? So on a count of 10, this will be one lifetime you're going to be released from, so you may feel the energy shift. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, okay? And next lifetime, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And third lifetime, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fourth parallel cloned lifetime in a cloned body on cloned earth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, you feel anything on that, Pauline? And we can have
I didn't get it much on that one. Maybe you can try the clone planets for me.
Okay, so this is dark side planets, and these are ones that they actually create too. And this is where they put your clone body onto dark side planets. So this won't look like Earth to you. Here we go. First lifetime, parallel life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow, I felt that one.
Okay. So that's probably where they took you.
That explains why I never believed I ever was around when Jesus was around, and everybody I know knows that they had some lifetime around when he was around.
Yeah, so they actually took you out of this planet during that time, so you probably lost that consciousness.
We have a call, it sounds like.
Have a caller out there?
I heard a beep.
Hello?
Hello, beep beep. Who's this?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from New York, and I have a few things to say and one big request, or I don't know.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to say something that my impression is that whatever I've learned up to now, before I found out about creation lightship, everything was invalidated, almost everything is invalidated. It's like people looking in the mirror and they see their reflection and they try to fix that instead of fixing themselves. It's like, I'll give you an example. Everywhere you turn, somebody says, time is money, and like this is a good thing, but is it? Because all the cords and all the negative energies come through money and time, right?
Very good.
So that I found it really intriguing, and one I found in the somewhere online. I don't know if it was in the news recently, but the fact that something that validates what you are saying, that there is a sense of death, and there are certain fatty acids, oleic and linoleic acids, and all the bugs and insects, and they sense that, they identify that. So now researchers validated what you were saying, that when somebody does the bar clearing, it's that you might get the smell, you might the odor, you might get the sense, you might get the of the death, and it's now it's been recognized.
That's great. That's wonderful. Yes, to have people comment that they felt maybe a little sick from doing it because of the odor, the smell, the stench,
yes,
of death that they had around them that was coming off of them, because the body was going through that process. Maybe it just was very slow, but when you start releasing it and you start to breathe clean air, then you start smelling what else is around, and it was that odor. Very good.
I would send that link to people at the forum so they could check it out. One question I have is, Mary, about your book. When is your book coming out? Because we've been waiting and waiting for that story to clear a lot of about Mary Magdalene. And where was she all this time from Jesus 2,000 years ago, all this 2,000-year period?
It's almost done. I just have to find a lot more time to do that. So it'll be probably next year sometime.
She was with Jesus in the stream, and it was said that Jesus will come back. But if he will come back, she would come with him, like this time. Jesus' energies are reactivated, but hers are reactivated now, or they were before, or something. It's not very clear for me.
Yeah, Jesus.
Where is she and what she's doing?
Yeah, Jesus right now is not coming back. That's why I'm here, to bring the energy in from the light ship. So all light beings are the same frequency, so it would make no difference what name you went by, because a light being is a light being. As far as her energy coming through, she comes into my body once in a while, that energy. Jesus comes in a lot of the time, so I'd say probably when I do these programs, I'd say at least, as I'm scanning right now, about 30% of the time. Also, the light beam, which we know is Princess Diana, comes through a lot, too. So she does a lot of the communication. Then there's other light beams that come through also, besides myself. But that's, as far as right now, this minute, Jesus is not going to come because there's no venue for him. Now, I would imagine if all the Christian churches wanted to have Jesus appear, then I would go there and he would come through me, although it wouldn't be much more different than what I'm talking about now. It would be the same thing. They'd want him to do miracles, which is what I'm doing. So there's no difference there. The teachings would not be any different because he talks through me anyway during these programs. So you probably would not see a change. He's not going to typically materialize as the people have the pictures of him, because that's not how he's going to look. He has to take a physical body. And so there's already a body here for him. My body's already been purified, just like his body was. He had about two extra attunements than what I have right now from the light ship. But aside from that, there'd be no difference and no reason for another body to show up to do this work. This is why they only had one Jesus, because only
and
one person is needed.
I don't want to interrupt you. I would like to just ask another thing, that if he's here through you, whatever, the energy is present right now.
Yeah, the energy
What about the others, Marie Magdalene and the disciples, the 12?
I don't know where they are. There are some people that are say more closely related to me in a sense, who somehow like show up out of the woodwork, and they definitely want to put and do help, and they probably are associated also with that energy. As far as his disciples as far as being reincarnated here. I have not had anyone come up to me where I really recognize them from the past in that lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, my spirit's conscious when it looks out of my eyes of knowing what's around, okay? And I have not had that recognition
mm-hmm.
yet. It's very possible that none of them are incarnated here in this lifetime. But the work that Jesus did back then and the work that's being done now, it takes the people who are listening to tell all their friends. This is why I spend a ton of money going out traveling, and like on this radio program, you know, each one of these shows cost me, I think, around $60 to put on. And so this
yeah.
is why, you know, I have to charge for healings and stuff to be compensated so I can get the word out. So if somebody were to be out there listening now and they happen to be on a Christian circuit or something, or they know about a Christian church and they want to invite me to that and do some talking about the true teachings of Jesus, you know, I would be very happy to do that as long as I can, you know, get there and have some lodging and food, et cetera, you know, and cover my expenses that I would have, you know, incurred from not doing other sessions. But, yeah, this is what I'm doing is going out. And when we started from the get-go, we had to take all of our savings and put it out to do this mission with nothing coming in. So it gets kind of at times disconcerting because, you know, I should be having the light ship thought. This is their process, being in the now. They figured that with Jesus, when he was here 2,000 years ago, people came to him, probably not really for ascension, but they came because they wanted to have healings done. Okay, that's the bottom line. You want to feel better. And so
yeah.
this is why people came to him. This is what he's known for, is doing healings. Okay, the ascension part was kind of covered up, even though he did ascend. Okay, so... the process here was, you know, they thought when I came out in 2005 that within maybe a few months to maybe a year, I'd have a gigantic following, and we'd start doing a lot of healings. Lightship is prepared to do many, many people, but remember, they can't go against their main premise of free will, free choice. And so it's up to the people, which is what Jesus talked about, you know, knocking the door will be open. So you have to connect. And, you know, do that. So if you don't do that, you know, they're not going to go to any stranger on the street and force him into the belief system of the light, because they have free choice, free will. And most people love the darkness energy because it gives you so much more as far as personal things and objects, et cetera, where when you're in peace and harmony with yourself and everything around you, there's really no challenge. But people like to have a challenge. So, yeah, for myself, you know, this is why I go out to all the expos. It costs a lot of money, plus doing the radio programs that I have and stuff. And I'm out there trying to teach people about the light ship. And most of the practitioners, when they see me, they don't necessarily want to promote me too much because I'm the complete opposite of what they're talking about and doing. So it's up to you who's listening to get out there to promote this work. And so it wouldn't make any
yeah.
difference if there was a lot more people or not down here, because the people who have listened over, say, these last almost going on 5 years should have got thousands and thousands of people. And because the dark side is so strong here, we don't have that following like should have been predicted, we'll say, by the light ship. Because if you look at it realistically, you know, the people listening now, you know, probably have some type of healing or some kind of physical effect knowing this is good. And the light ship does not twist anybody's arm. And you have to connect to your spirit to find out if what we're doing is valid or not. And there's no promotion, typically, of what the light ship is going to be doing. You know, it's just here, and it's here to help people as long as they show up. Remember, you have to take that step forward.
I think this pattern, that what's happening with you, does validate that you are who you say and who you are, because this exactly very thing happened to Jesus. He tried so hard, and he got nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
so
they got
this is very interesting.
Yep. Up in the dark side, take people like in the parallel lifetimes, like we just did a clearing on here. And, it is difficult. I still have fun. I gave up the frustration that I had a few years ago. So for me, if I get, a couple people a month to really catch on and get it and who really want to move forward, that's wonderful. You know, I'm not looking to heal the masses. I can do that, but they have to come forward. And it's up to the people that understand this to tell their friends. This is the whole process. The website is up there, so this is known basically throughout the world, except for the countries that don't allow the Internet, okay? And so I get people who come on, who check it out, and we got all these archives. We got over 500 archives on BBS Radio. So all they have to do is take a listen and listen to see how it resonates to them.
Could I share with the listeners, my experience, some of my experience at the New York Expo this year?
That'd be great. Sure, go ahead.
In the light chamber, and I had a vision of Jesus coming towards you, where you were located in the corner of the Expo area. So. What I understood from that image that I got was that Jesus was coming towards you, smiling with an understanding smile, that he knows what you've been going through, and he knows your struggle, and that you're going to get help. And the next image was translating what I saw, what I felt was spread like wildfire. I don't know how to explain that. It's hard to explain in words when you see something. So the light was very, very bright. Yes,
yeah, I would hope so. I would love to go out into auditoriums, just to say hypothetically, since you're from New York, go to a Woodstock or go to a rock concert, with 250,000 people, 500,000 people, and just start doing blanket healings. That's what the Lightship is set up to do, but the people have to show up, and they have to know that they want to have this typically. On the website, you can do friends, no problem whatsoever there, but that's different because you're connecting with someone. But just to go out to a crowd of people and then to promote this type of healing, which would probably go against everybody's belief systems, would not be the correct way of doing it, okay? Because the hardest thing is to change somebody's belief system. But, if you came to, say, a rock concert, we'll say, and they knew there'd be some spiritual healing there, energetic healing, and they knew about that to begin with, then, there'd be no problem with that. But just going out and showing up and doing something, then you're forcing somebody to have something done, possibly against their free will,
mm-hmm.
I'd either be promoted as somebody to come on the stage for maybe an hour to do healings, and then from there, we'll say have a rock concert or something, or some kind of event like that. There's churches out there that are Christian churches. I heard one, on the a TV program maybe 2 years ago or something. I don't know where it was, but people get bused to it. And this is a gigantic place. I mean, it must hold, a couple thousand, or probably more than 2,000. Maybe 20,000 people or something,
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm looking at, is to go out and to do these healings. So what we are here is... like I always say, we're, in a dark side universe here, and the dark side does not want to promote the light because they want to hold people captive. So it's really hard, like Bill Gates, it's just, that gentleman, not knowing him, but I don't know what he would think if he heard about what I was doing. What's his belief system? How was he raised? Is he raised a Christian? Does he only believe in a certain mindset? You see, because most people have these mindsets, and whatever that mindset is how they run their life. And when you start shaking that mindset, disturbing it somewhat, then you get uncomfortable and you normally run the other direction. But, you know, I imagine somebody out there might listen to me and they might start to understand it. So for myself, I look at it and I figure, gee, I've been doing this for 5 years. There has to be somebody out there, at least one person listening, you know, who has a friend of themselves that has a lot of money who may want to help humanity. So I think I probably reached a few of those people, I would hope, but they haven't come forward yet, okay? So,
yes.
You know, like I said, you know, this is controlled by the darkness. But anyway,
it is.
That's kind of where we are. And it's, I just don't, you know, I can't get into it. Whoever's listening on this program, just feel, you know, feel blessed that you have the consciousness to understand that the light is present and that the light is inside of you. And you don't want to look outside of yourself for it. And this is what the teachings are. Very, very basic.
I don't want to take your time here. I just have another question shortly. A while ago, I was telling you and everybody about that I had a friend who passed over unexpectedly, and he didn't tell anyone. He just said that to be told after he was cremated. And from that point, I really felt the energy when you did some clearing. What happens, interesting, I haven't sensed anything since. Today, I felt somewhat his presence along with my father's, and I was wondering if that's possible. Did you send this particular person to the light, or you did not, or if you did, it's any possibility for us to still connect with them?
But it feels like his spirit came. What I released before was the emotional body.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his spirit came maybe with your father's spirit, maybe to just acknowledge that, you know,
they didn't know each other.
Like to me, yes. Uh-huh.
They did not know each other. That was what I found interesting.
Yeah, but they may have been in the same soul family. So they may not have seen anybody similar, you know, physically here or knew them physically, but the soul family that they may have incarnated into, that they know everybody.
Or maybe there is a possibility that if I was thinking of this friend of mine, it's a friend of ours, family friend for 30 years, it was, and today would have been his birthday, and I was thinking maybe that would be a reason for him to show up.
Yeah, very possible. He's just acknowledging the fact to you, I think,
mm-hmm.
that he's here, probably thanking you or something.
So I could request anything. You could help him. Does he need help? Because I don't even know how he died.
Boy, I'll have to check on that later on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it. And today, because today is the Pearl Harbor Day, is it not?
Yes. We'll do a clearing right now again. We did one on the Saturday show for Pearl Harbor. So I think I'll continue that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you so much. I don't want to take any more of your time. Oh, and the last one is I felt lately, since October, let's say, every other week, it's like a wave coming of negative of attacks. It's like towards the weekend or something. And one question for you. My husband just came home with a severe pain in his shoulder with no cause. And I suspect he was really severely attacked. And I don't know what kind of attack was and to go for a clearing. It was...
What I would do is probably go on the alien attack removal one.
Thank you.
And try that out and put his name in there and just see what tends to release some of his symptoms.
Because
you sound like you're pretty intuitive, so you could probably figure out which one might be there.
My husband is a very intuitive, but he's not using this capacity.
Maybe this is a chance to get some more understanding. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. So let's do a clearing here on the events from World War II, since today is, quote-unquote, Pearl Harbor Day. We'll also go back and release some emotional bodies. Those are the main ones that are here. The spirit normally goes to the light of the darkness, and then it gets forced into reincarnations here. And I'm sure some of you listening probably have actually, you know, been or died in World War II, and maybe even some other wars after that. But let's do a emotional body release from these people, and for all wars and all battles, etc., on this planet. So bring up the light beam, everybody, on your monitor screen. You don't really want these energies to go through you. That may not be good for you. So bring up the light beam. And if you're listening to the archives, also do this here. And we're going to count to 10, energize the light beam. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so the light beam should be generating a lot of energy right now for everybody. And we're going to take away the emotional bodies that are stuck here, landlocked, the ones that the earth spirit could not attach to, could not connect to, could not heal. So the light ship now is going to take them and then heal them. These are like spirit fragments, we'll say, of the earth spirit. Because the earth spirit created these, so it's part of its creation energy. So in a sense, it would be part of the planet, okay? And so the earth spirit has to regain itself for ascension. It has to get back all of its pieces. This is what it's doing right now. So here we go. We're going to have all these ones that we can reach right now, all these emotional bodies from people who passed on during wars and traumas, tortures, etc., from the past, and I'll count to 10 as they get released here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So here we go. If anybody wants to comment how they're feeling now, the room got lighter. Maybe your body was holding these energies in there also as entities, and they now had a chance to leave. And I will do the spirits. These are what looks out of people's eyes, and some of those spirits could be landlocked here. And they're different than entities. Although they're both under the umbrella name of spirit, because they are invisible. So here we go. These are actual spirits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to put some music on here so you can just maybe contemplate the ceiling, see how your body is responding. You might want to get up and walk around a little bit here and just kind of see how you are feeling. Remember, your body is going to typically feel a little different because these energies, if it's attached to you, will be taking away your life force energy. So you might feel a little bit freer. Might feel lighter, and then we'll do a spirit integration after this here. We'll do a spirit integration right now. This is where these energies were in your body. There's now a void, and we're going to bring in your spirit to them, to these locations. So sit back, relax. You may want to close your eyes, kind of feel your body. That's the only reason why you want to do that, to sense, to see where your spirit is not and where it is now after we get done with this process. So here we go. Count to 10 again to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I'll turn it back over to our sponsor today, Pauline. Are you still out there in cyberspace,
yes,
Pauline?
Yes, I am. We've got a question, I guess, but referring back to when we were talking about the, I guess, the voice clearing, or that's what I called it. Mike was curious if some people are on a budget, is it more important to get on these intensive calls rather than doing the initial empowerment clearings, or because he felt like he missed something when he heard what we did yesterday. Sorry, I didn't want to make you feel bad about it, but I really was so excited about what happened yesterday. But do you recommend?
The calls are very, very important to do the monthly call because you're on the light ship for a whole month.
Right.
So plus doing extra work.
Yeah, 3 weeks. I mean,
ask yourself, you know, what to do, you know. I myself would probably go, the self-empowerment one, though, could maybe allow you to be freed up enough maybe to have money to buy one of these calls, number one, or it might just free your whole life up so you feel better about yourself. So that could be actually good, too. So, but I would probably recommend getting on the call because you're going to be on the light ship for a whole month, typically, throughout this process. So you work with continuously getting these alien interferences, energies, beings out of your physical space.
Well, the holidays are coming up. You can tell people that want to get you gifts, don't give me any gifts. Give me some money so you can save up for more for the clearings then, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if people would understand that too much.
Well, just tell them I'd rather have cash, and then he could put it on PayPal and pay you, or however everybody can pay you. Anyway.
That's what I would say is to, you know,
you have to
check out your priorities and what it means to you. You know, if like I was talking earlier, if you were to tell all your friends that if, you know, if somebody was giving away, let's just say $100, right? Let's just say that, picking a name here, Joe Smith, who was a multi-billionaire, said he's going to give everybody a $100 bill if they show up at 12 o'clock on the certain street corner. And, you know, you heard about it and you told your friends and they told everybody else. I would assume that you'd probably have, a couple blocks full of people, you know? And that's the way this, the Lightship Healing should be working, too. People should be able to tell their friends to have healings done and to know that this is it and this is what needs to be done, you know, if they want to have the ascension or actually feel better. So that's the whole process, you know. You can go online for a dollar, you know, and have a clearing done. So, you know, you just have the mindset is so strong of the negativity, and people are living in the darkness that they don't know about light, and they think they have to go outside of themselves to find it. And a lot of people have spent lots of money. I get people all the time, they say, man, I spent all this money on these other practitioners and in my younger years, but now I don't have any money for you. So that happens to a lot of people. And I said, well, you know, that's, that was your choice back then. You know, maybe you should have saved the money, you know. But, aside from that, the whole thing boils down to, you know, I need to get myself promoted somehow out there more than what I am, where it's not so costly for me, myself, out of my own pocket. I don't have anything, you know, in the street when I walk outside where I see a bag full of, you know, $100 bills or something. I have to actually earn it. So, you know, I'm not blessed to be.
Ron,
can
I suggest when some of us come on January 2nd that we all assist in that process during the planting some seeds, not just for ourselves. Maybe we could plant as a group for you, but even the Creation Lightship, as you know. That would be a very powerful creation if we all put our energies together and that our heart energies together and put a little bit of
that. That'd be wonderful. Because remember, see, the heart doesn't judge or doesn't push anything. That's the problem. The people are used to being tugged and pulled and prodded, and the light doesn't do that. And so, yeah, you have to get somebody with an open heart to understand what's actually happening. And, that's the whole thing. And really, I would need somebody, you know, who doesn't know anything about religion, you know, to come forth, because most people are heavily indoctrinated. And when they're indoctrinated with religion, they run the other direction really quickly because it's not what they were taught, not what they believe. But, aside from that, we're here and people listening are getting the message. And the whole thing is to know about your spirit inside of yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that answer. I also see a question here, a very interesting one posed by Concern. What are your views regarding performing jury duty? Are we judging others when we become a juror?
Yeah, that's a given, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What you're doing is you're judging somebody according to your values of what you have, your moral values, I guess you would call it, and what you were taught. Now, you have to remember, shed some light on the fact there, if the person was in his body who did whatever they did, because you're judging somebody for some kind of wrongdoing, okay, if the person was 100% of their body with their spirit, they wouldn't be there, okay, typically, or they would just say that they don't belong to this earth plane and that they don't want to follow any laws or rules that's here because they have a higher calling, okay? But typically, you're looking at the entities and you're judging the poor person, the physical body, putting this load on the physical body for doing something to someone else. That's basically what you're doing typically. And it wasn't the body that the body was used as an instrument of destruction. And it really is not the body's fault, and you're condemning the body. You're not condemning the entities that caused it. So the whole system of that process is not politically correct.
Well, if I get called for jury duty, I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell them that. Anyways, there is a request for healing. Marie could use some something to heal the gums. Possibly implants are in there. She's having pains in her gum.
Okay, so this is related to teeth, right?
Yes, I think.
Okay, so let's do a clearing for that here. So let's first take out the entities that are in the gums, we'll say. A lot of times entities will come in. So if you have a little pain, then all of a sudden they hop in and maybe the pain doubles or triples, okay, or even more so. So let's now get rid of the entities. So here we go. One, two. This will work for everybody because you all have them there anyway probably. One, nobody's immune to not having entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, I'm yawning here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now, since the entities are basically released, at least what we can get rid of right now, and if we didn't do this, they would take away your healing energy because they're there to suck your energy out of you, okay? And so when you get rid of the entities, now you have a much better chance of having some physical healing done. So the next part now will be to do spirit integration. So let's get some spirit energy in there. If it's a lot of pain, your spirit won't come in, but we'll just see what happens. So here we go. One, this is a spirit integration into your gums. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And now I'll bring up the light beam on your screen, and we'll have the light beam run some energy into you. They'll run into your spirit, because your spirit is the first line of defense, we'll call it, for your healing. The light ship does not work without your spirit. So if you're not in your body, you will never have a healing. Okay, that's just the way it works. Then you're a zombie, and the light will never see your body. So your spirit is the one that directs the healing from the light. And it also has its own healing abilities, just that the problem is that your spirit's so far removed from light now, because of all the beliefs of past lives, that it has a hard time even healing your physical body because it's not connected that well any longer. So here, this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years, to help everybody. So here we go. Count to 10 again. Or I'll just use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 your spirit. And you want to ask your spirit to help you with your gums, okay, and your teeth. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Remember, your spirit probably is not going to heal you on its own, okay? You have to ask it for help. That's like what Jesus said, knock and the door will be open. You have to ask and request a healing because it knows that you have a gum problem, but you may want to experience that, okay? Remember, it's part of the light. It doesn't judge anything. So you have to change your creation from one to the next, okay? So if you have a bad experience, you want to make it a better one for yourself. Or if you have a better one and you want to make it worse, it works the same way. You know, you can bring in more negativity. You know, you can be told to go to somewhere, some other person, you know, and have harm done to you. You know, that happens too. And your mind will tell you that, but your spirit will not. So you want to always connect to your spirit first. So here we go, bring in some more energy from the light beam on your monitor screen to your spirit, then your spirit will direct it to your physical body for healing. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. So you want to ask your spirit for healings. The light ship will not connect to you whatsoever unless I'm talking to you physically or I'm doing a healing session. Because the light ship is out of the picture. What you have left is your spirit. This is why Jesus said you have to go through me to go to the Father. And when Jesus left the planet, so did all of his healings. All the energy from the light ship left. And then the spirits were empowered enough, hopefully enough to do the healing, but this is the way it works. Every 2,000 years, the light ship comes, and they will do the healings, you know, to help your spirit heal you. But your spirit is what you had before the light ship came, before I came out to do these healings, to do what I'm here to do right now. And before that, all you had was your spirit anyway. And so that's what you'd ask for, to have healings done. When you go outside of yourself, then you bring it in darkness, because there's no such thing as light out there. The only light is the light of the darkness. The true light is already with you. So if you're looking for light, and you maybe before 2005, before you connected with myself here, if you were looking for the light of the divine or creation light, it was not around. It did not exist on this planet. It just came about in February of 2005. And you'd have to go through me, listen to my conference calls, whatever I was doing, in order to have that light come into your spirit. Before that time, it was you, your spirit, bringing you light only. And if you connected to something else outside of yourself and you were not bringing in light, you brought in the artificial light, which could have tied you up even further into the darkness. So let's bring in some more spirit energy. And our call, or our show here, is about over, looks like. So we're going to bring in some peace energy for everybody. Here we go. So watch the light beam. Here comes peace. And I'll just say thank you for everybody who is listening to the program today. Our next BBS show is on Wednesday. And here comes the light beam with peace. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So thank you, Pauline. The light beam will be activated for the next, say, basic half an hour, half past the hour. The energy DT will be pulled away from the light beam. So enjoy the peace.
Thank you, everybody.
Blessings.